It's the Almost Perfect Podcast.
Welcome to the jungle, punk. Take a look around. It's a little biscuit fucking up your town.
Nah, it's Bob Perfect. What's happening? It is the Almost Perfect Podcast. And once again, I am riding solo due to some scheduling conflicts. But I'm here. I'm here for you. Every Friday, you know the deal. I will be chatting to you about the week that was, at the very least. And I guess today you get the very least. maybe the very least will actually still be pretty damn good. Hope you've had a good week. I'm coming to you live from my mom's spare room of her and my grand's new house. So it's a little echoey, and I hope you can forgive me for that. But yeah, next week I will be back home and we'll be back in the whole swing of things. I've got an interview lined up for later today if you're listening to this on the Friday. And I've got another one scheduled for next week. So gotta get that backlog going and yeah, get back into the swing of things. Like I said though, I am in my mom and grand's new house. It's a lovely, lovely new place. I've been helping them move. Well, I've been helping my mom move. My grand is currently in rehab due to having quite a severe stroke. And so when she eventually does come home to her lovely, lovely new home, it's got such a rad garden. It's got a lot of space. It's cool. I dig it. I dig it for them. And I think she's going to be very happy when she does return. So yeah, that's been most of my week. Has just been going between my mom's old place and then this new place, packing things, unpacking things, dealing with a cat that ran away. And so the story is basically on the Friday morning that I was helping my mom pack boxes into the car. And as I opened the one door, her cat Toto ran out. Now Toto is an outdoor cat, so that's not a problem. But he ran away from me and went up onto the roof and decided to stay there for a while. And by a while, I mean like 2 days. So we eventually got him and we eventually managed to bring him to the house. But that was a bit of a stressful time. It has been quite wonderful though, getting to hang out with all the animals. My mom has 4 cats, one of which is mine, two of which are my grand's. 3 dogs, one of which is my grand's, 2 of which are hers. And yeah, it's been cool to see my cat again, Loki. For long-time listeners of the podcast, you'll know about Loki, I think. Yeah, you should know about Loki. I still had Loki when I started this thing. But then when I moved, that was one of the things, was finding a place that took like cats in particular. A lot of places you can kind of get away with a dog, but they hate cats because they roam. And so Loki came to live with my mom. And I think, yeah, her stomach was much happier for it. So it's been cool to hang out with the cats. I'm a big, big fan of a cat on the lap. And I've had my selection over the last week. So that has been rather enjoyable. Speaking of my gran, yeah, she's in rehab. And it's still going to be going on for a while. But we did, well, my mom got to chat to her the other day, so that was really great. And I got to see a video of her doing her things, drinking some tea. And it was a bit heartbreaking, to be honest, because I mean, I kind of knew just how heavy and how hectic it was. But seeing it was, yeah, difficult. But at the same time, gave me quite a bit of hope because she is powering through and she is doing the therapy and she is learning to regain her, yeah, mobility and ability to talk. And so we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I know like strokes like this, the recovery can kind of like just be very slow. So we'll see how that all goes, but grateful, you know, she's still alive. So that's at least something to be positive about. So yeah, those are like the big things that have been happening, the main things, I guess, that have been happening in my life lately. What else has been going on? I guess I did kind of chat to you guys about vaccines recently and just, you know, people giving shit to people who are anti-vaxxers and stuff like that. And I've had some cool and interesting conversations with people about it. Because, like, I'm totally, like, on board with the vaccine. Like, I can't wait to just inject that shit into my veins. I mean, I'm someone who's done, like, what was sold to me as cocaine in Port Louis at music festivals. So I'm really not too stressed about what's in a vaccine, you know? But I do have some moral and ethical questions about forcing people to do it and this and that. But at the same time, I do think stuff like vaccine passports are actually probably the way to go with this. Because while it's definitely your choice to take a vaccine, like, I believe in body autonomy for sure, bodily autonomy and body autonomy, both those things. But basically the right to do whatever you want with your own body. But at the same time, you don't have the right to endanger others. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. Where are you at with all of that? What are your thoughts? What are your opinions? Hit me up on Twitter. There's a whole long thread there where we've been discussing that. But I do think it's an interesting thing, especially learning about how polio became overcome. I think you can just do a little Google if you want to find out for yourself. But vaccine passports were a big kind of thing with that. And I do I do understand that there's also other issues with that with regards to, like, European countries, like, you know, hoarding certain vaccines and then being like, yo, if you didn't take this vaccine, you can't come here. So that's not a vibe. But what I mean is just, you know, in general, when you've got to travel somewhere that has different kinds of diseases, you've got to get vaccinated before you go there. And it makes sense. It makes sense. You know, we do want to save lives. We do want to save the population. We do want to make sure that as many people can get through this thing as relatively unharmed as possible. So yeah, man, get that vaccine. If you have the option to do it, just get it. It'll make your life a lot easier. But if you are, you know, on the fence, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. You have your choices to make, but make the right fucking choice. Okay. What else? On the website, I just put out an old article I wrote because I've decided to do this thing called From the Vault, which will just be articles that I can no longer find on the internet. Because if you've been to Almost Perfect or Codedza, you will see there's a section called My Writing Portfolio, where I link to lots of articles that I've written over the years. And there's tons in my Gmail, like there's tons in my Drive that got published in various different places that just are no longer websites anymore. One of those being my own one, Durban Is Yours, and the other being various other publications and print publications and stuff like that. So I've decided might as well, you know, have a record of these things, and I've decided to put them up on the website. So Almost Perfect or Codedza, you can find From the Vault, Brief History of Skateboarding in Durban. Now, this was something I wrote for Spree.co.za a few years ago, and I really enjoyed reading it again. Like, I read through the Google Doc, and I was like, huh, you're not too bad at this writing thing, hey? And decided, cool, I'm going to share that, so you can go check that out. It's basically just my experience of skating in Durban over the years. I don't do it much anymore, but it was such a big part of my life, and it was cool getting to write about it, and it was cool getting to read my writing about it. So go and check that out, Almost Perfect or Codedza. There's also stuff on YouTube. I'm forever, not forever, but I'm regularly adding stuff to that. So go find Almost Perfect Media on there. What else do I need to tell you? I got an email earlier tonight, and I'm telling you this, but it would have been last night if you're listening to this on a Friday, about our cartoon called Super Delinquent Squad. Some of you would know that the pitch that we sent out, or that we did for a pretty cool production company, went really well, and their rejection letter was really nice, I'll say that much. They had the stuff for a few weeks, and they really like it. They just had some notes, and they, yeah, gave some really, really good advice to us and some good stuff to take forward. So while, you know, getting rejected sucks, it's also like, come on, who sells like a script the first time? I mean, it's not one script, it's like multiple scripts, it's a whole Bible, it's an animatic. Like, we've done a lot for this thing. We've really done a lot, and we're going to do a lot more, and we'll eventually get it to that sweet spot where someone's like, yo, here's $100,000 and you can make a cartoon. So, you know, we're not asking for much, really. It's some pocket change at the end of the day, but it's pocket change we don't have. So we got to live and learn with this thing. And, you know, for me, it's Sheldon's been doing it for a while. So I've been doing this with Sheldon Bankston, and he's got other cartoons that he's writing on and that he's a part of. And that's really cool. But this was something he approached me about 2 years ago, weirdly enough, after I did The End of the World, the Heat City Comedy Festival. And I'm super grateful he did that, because this has been such a fun project to work on, and I've learned so much from it, and it's allowed me to really explore like a side that I've really wanted to explore for a long time. So I'm keen to see where we can keep taking this. I'm a little bit, you know, dejected, a little bit like, oh, come on, you could have just bought it. But yeah, they gave us good notes. So what more could you really want from that? I've also, I don't know, been feeling rather anxious lately. So I've been listening to Alan Watts again. And it's weird because whenever I listen to Alan Watts, it's like I'm always reminded of, what's his name? Peter Finch, you know, from Network, that whole speech. I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work. Scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun to the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. And there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do. There's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. And our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes. As if that's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, that whole thing. So, it's weird, like, you know, I'm on the wavelength with Alan Watts, where he's just being like, you know, experience everything. You know, there's only the moment. There's no, well, he doesn't say there's no future or anything like that, but like, we're condensing things here. And then a part of me is just like, I don't need to tell you things are bad. But come on, man, come on. So that's been interesting. Highly recommend both those things, by the way. Go check out the movie Network if you've never watched it. It's with Faye Dunaway. She's amazing. Big Faye Dunaway fan. And then, yeah, Peter Finch is just so damn good as well. Amazing character. Just a brilliant fucking film. It's by Sidney Lumet and says a lot. It was made in the 70s and was quite prophetic in a lot of ways. And then, yeah, Alan Watts, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know he's someone I vibe with. Although, like, yeah, I'm still don't feel that spiritual, if I'm honest with you. Like, being on a bit of a spiritual awakening, but it's not, like, spiritual awakening. It's a moderate philosophical awakening, or it's a, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just, I dig what he says sometimes. I'm like, I like the way he puts things, and it makes me think in different ways. So I appreciate that. I still very much, but that's also the thing that he kind of thinks is like, you know, all you have is this. And that's very much what I believe as well. Cool. So that's all the things I wanted to tell you about that were chilled and frivolous. And now I have to address a shitty issue. So I've removed a podcast from the website and from Anchor with Liam Lynch, because this week I became aware that there have been a number of accusations against Liam of some super fucked up shit, very predatory behavior and stuff that I just don't want to give a platform to those kind of people on this podcast. It's very much meant to be a space it's meant to be a somewhat safe space, I guess, you know. If you listen to the conversations we've had on here, if you listen to the people I've had on here, if you listen to, yeah, a lot of the stories that have come up, it's something that matters a lot to me. And I would rather not have that be a part of our legacy, you know, the almost perfect vibe. Because I'm very intentional with who I get on here. Like, I do like to think that if I know someone has those kind of stories about them out there, that I wouldn't have them on here. And the stories have been out there for quite a while. I've chatted to some people, I've read some things, I've listened to some people. So I'm believing what I've seen and heard, and I'm taking the action that I think is appropriate with regards to that. I have not chatted to Liam. I'm not going to. I don't want to. And yeah, all in all, I feel like a fucking idiot, and feel worried that I've triggered people by having him on the podcast. And, you know, I worry about the effects of that on various people who might have fucked with this thing beforehand and now are hurt. I mean, no one has said that to me or anything like that, but, you know, I don't know what people have seen or how people would feel or how they would react. And going forward, I don't want this podcast to give platforms to people who, yeah, are predators, essentially. Yeah, I'm quite angry in a lot of ways because I feel like I was duped, because it didn't come up in the podcast at all. And yeah, like, kind of feel like the podcast was almost like a redemption thing in a weird way, or just like contributed to glossing over those allegations. And yeah, as I say, not what I'm about, not what I want this to be about. And so I removed it. And yeah, I just figured I'd explain why that is. So I hope you understand that, and you can make your own decisions and actions and whatever based on it. You can also just go to Twitter and find out for yourself. It's not too hard to find. I'm also not going to put anyone on blast or, yeah, give you handles to check out or anything like that. But yeah, if you want to know, you can know. I unfortunately didn't know, and yeah, here we are. So going forward, I don't know, I'm going to try and be more diligent, although the information wasn't that easy to find before this week. So yeah, going forward, I am just going to try and keep my list of people who I want to chat to. I don't know, just got to check it twice. So yeah, that's that. That's the podcast this week. Of course, I do need to give some shout outs, because yo, this podcast would not be possible without the people over at patreon.com/almostperfect. And as you very well know, there is a tier there called the titular titles tier, and there's a $10 tier. And by signing up to this tier, you get to become a part of the cast and crew right here at Almost Perfect Media. So shout outs, of course, to Stephen Olivier, who is the executive producer. Shout outs to our chief sales officer of Subtle Heresies in the greater Oberberg region, Rousseau. Shout outs to our official MC, that is the Almost Perfect official MC, Riz Ventura. Shout outs, of course, to Bishendra Naidu, who is our spiritual advisor. Shout outs to Karan Sleman, the Almost Perfect hedge fund manager. Shout outs to Neil Green, the key grip, key role that one, of course. Shout outs to Taryn Love, the pantsless weasel. And shout outs to our king, who is Julian. And then shout outs to our inevitable ruler of the universe and Queen Swifty, that is Kath Jenkin. Shout outs to Karan Chetty, who is the assistant to the regional manager. And lastly, shout outs to our anonymous benefactor. I'm going to give you a clue this week. So if you're playing along at home, You got to guess who the anonymous benefactor is. If you do, I send you a pack of stickers. That simple. So far, lots of guesses, no hits, which is very strange because I feel like I've made it very apparent who it is. But maybe you just don't know who the motherfucker is. Like, maybe he's just not on your radar. Yes, there you go. Hey, it's a he. Now you know. Now you know that. Clue for this week is he looks like Jesus. I don't know if I've given that clue before, but it's a clue worth giving again. So that's it. That's your clue for the week. If you want to guess, bob@almostperfect.co.za is how to do that. And yeah, if you want to hit me up in general, bob@almostperfect.co.za is the way to go. I'm going to be heading to bed now. Do this little edit in the morning. Bust it up for you. And then later this afternoon, I'm going to be doing an interview. And then later, I'm hosting a few hangout sessions over the course of the weekend at the Durban Film Mart. So that's going to be quite rad. Basically, going to be facilitating discussions between industry leaders and up-and-comers, people who want to know more from those industry leaders. So I'm looking forward to that, doing it all via Zoom. And last year's DFM, I learned a lot. I've learned so much from every DFM. So I'm very keen for that, especially after this rejection for the cartoon. You know, I feel like if can have some conversations with some people with some money, then can utilize some of the notes we've gotten and maybe try and get back on the horse super quickly when it comes to pitching this thing. So yeah, once again, that is it. That is the Almost Perfect podcast. I thank you, as always, for your time. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I hope you have a productive week. Fuck that, actually. Fuck a productive week. I just hope you have an enjoyable week going forward. And with that, I will catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye.